Today is November 23rd, 2016, the day before Thanksgiving. And before I forget, I'd like to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving and hope you have just a wonderful time with family and friends. Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Brostaff. The title of today's podcast is God or the Deal. And we're seeing a lot of backroom discussions going on right now where Trump and the Israeli officials, foreign minister, Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, lots of backroom private discussions are going on right now. And as information leaks out, there is a bit of concern on two levels. Number one, the liberal folks in Israel are concerned that Trump is going to do away with the two-state solution. And then on the other hand, the camp that believes that he might try to drive Israel toward more nationalism, they're concerned about that as well. Also, Trump is reported to be discussing the idea of having his son-in-law, Kirchner, head up a delegation to help bring about peace between the Arab and the Jews. Now, it's true that Trump has been cited as saying that he wants there to be peace between the Jews and the Arabs. However, he has a lot of preconditions. And one of the preconditions is you have to accept the land of Israel as the undivided land of the Jewish people to an undivided Jerusalem. And three, you have to do away with all hostility toward the Jewish people and the Jewish nation. Now, what happens when someone is campaigning for office is they have certain ideals and visions and goals and visions of grandeur, things that they believe they're going to be able to do. And then they get into the Oval Office and the enormity of the responsibility and the enormity of items and issues that they have to deal with start to squeeze in on the president. And they find out that it's not as easy as they thought it might be to make massive changes, especially developing a peace program for the Jews and the Arabs. Trump wants to do it, though. Now, here's where I'm going with this today. The Bible tells us in Joel chapter 3, that basically God goes to war with the nations because they divide his land. And we know the dividing of the land of Israel is coming. And in some respect has probably partly already come. I mean, because you look at the way Israel is set up today. Gaza's been given away to the Palestinians, and the West Bank, there are problems in the West Bank, and portions of that are annexed for the Arabs. And so in a legalistic sense, I guess you could say that the land of Israel has already been divided or is in the process of being divided. The reason I titled this God or the Deal is my concern is that what I'm seeing in the news now is that Trump is beginning to make compromises. and he's beginning to turn away from some of his campaign promises, or at least water them down. And my concern is that to make a deal, and he wants to make a deal with the Arabs and the Jews really bad. I mean, that's high on his list. He wants to be known as the United States president that made this happen. And my concern is that to make this deal, he may end up compromising and going back into a two-state solution, because that is where he's going to get probably more consensus and less friction. And he might default back to that position. And if he does, that's not going to be good for Israel, and it's certainly not going to be good for the United States if he pushes dividing the land of Israel and dividing Jerusalem specifically. The jury is still out whether Trump will move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, when he moves that embassy to Jerusalem, he's basically saying to the world, excuse me, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, period. And by moving our embassy there, he's making another statement which basically says that Jerusalem will not be divided. My concerns are that we know the Antichrist is going to be the one to bring about a peace between the Arabs and the Jews. We know that the Antichrist will be the one to massage and manipulate and mastermind the rebuilding of the temple. So I guess what I'm saying in this report is I'm thinking out loud with you today as I go through this. Trump may not end up being able to produce the peace that he would like to see come about in the land of Israel. I'm leaning on toward the fact that he probably won't be the one to bring about a lasting peace, because we know who will do that. And you can read the book of Daniel. You can read Matthew 24. Read what happens to the land of Israel in Zechariah 12 through 14. Chapter 14 of Zechariah, Jerusalem is ransacked. The women are raped. It becomes a horror show in Jerusalem right before the Lord returns. In fact, that Jerusalem being ransacked ends up being one of the big motivational factors that drives the Jews back to Yeshua, acknowledging him as God and their Messiah. And then the Lord comes to stop Israel from being totally wiped out. But I just wanted to kind of get you thinking about this. I wouldn't put too much stock in Trump's ability to create a long-lasting peace. I would keep my eye on it, but I'd be very cautious in getting overly excited about it. I'm just about out of time. I would like to remind those that are listening who may not know the Lord, if you haven't started your life journey with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today would be the best day to do that. Go to my website, brosteph.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and it will say how to accept Yeshua or Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Go through the video, read the material there, and give your heart over to the Lord Jesus while we have time, and do it today. Today's the day of salvation, not tomorrow, today. And then to all of you that have been listening for years, I appreciate you, and again, want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the next Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Bye for now.